Macmillan Audio presents Give Me a K I L L by R.L. Stine. Narrated for you by Brittany Presley. Part 1. 1. Gretchen Page stroked a brush through her straight blonde hair as she pressed the phone to her ear with her free hand. She tried parting her hair in the middle and letting the sides fall to her shoulders. Then she brushed some forward to see what a row of bangs might look like. Gretchen couldn't look into a mirror without knowing her hair was her best feature. If only her olive-colored eyes were spaced a little farther apart, not so close to her nose, which she considered short and too cute, and not at all elegant. And then there was that tragic, tiny cleft in her chin. She ranked herself a 7, which was good enough to be the prettiest cheerleader at Savannah Mills High. But now she was starting at Shadyside High, 10 times the size of her old school. And how could she compete? There wasn't even a Sephora in Savannah Mills. "I miss you too, Polly," she said, fumbling the phone against her ear. She set down the hairbrush, turned away from the mirror with a sigh, crossed the bedroom and perched on the edge of her bed. "Starting a new school junior year is the pits." Gretchen leaned back against the big, plush Hello Kitty pillow her grandma Hannah had given her when she was 8. A lot of the stuffing had oozed out, but she couldn't bear to part with it. Grandma Hannah was the only relative she liked. "I always call you when the nightmares start," she told Polly. "Talking to you always makes me feel better." "Yes, I had one last night. It's so sad. It was so real, so totally vivid. I couldn't tell if I was dreaming or not." Gretchen sighed. "I woke up drenched in sweat, and my jaw hurt from gritting my teeth. Thank goodness I can always call you." She shifted the phone to her other ear. "No, I haven't made any friends here," she said. Gretchen and Polly Brown had been inseparable, like sisters back in Savannah Mills. Their friendship went well beyond being co-captains of the Hawks cheerleading squad. "How could I make friends in only 2 weeks? The kids here aren't unfriendly, but they've all known each other for ages. I'm the only outsider." She tugged at a string on the bedspread, listening to Polly's purr of a voice. She pictured Polly, round-faced with freckles and curly copper-colored hair. Polly looked about 12, but she had a deep, sexy voice that seemed to come from deep in her throat. "So your new school is really big?" Polly asked. "The first few days, I couldn't even find my homeroom," Gretchen told her friend. "That's how big the school is. I mean, it's on 3 floors and it stretches on forever. It's like as big as the mall back home. Some kids drive from class to class." She listened to Polly's low chuckle. Gretchen wasn't known for her sense of humor. In fact, she was earnest and serious most of the time. But she always knew how to make Polly laugh. "I guess it's nice to have a fresh start," Gretchen said, shifting the phone to her other ear. "And I understand why Mom had to move. I mean, after Dad left, she had to do something." "True," Polly murmured. Polly never liked talking about serious, real-world troubles. She really was like a 12-year-old in more than just looks. "She got a really good deal on this house," Gretchen continued. "The real estate woman said because it's on Fear Street. I don't really get it. It's a perfectly nice street, with awesome old houses and lots of trees and big front yards." She shifted the phone again. She realized she was squeezing it so hard, her hand ached. "My room is huge," Gretchen continued. "I even have my own bathroom. Believe that? No more sharing. But I guess Fear Street is a big deal here in Shadyside. I haven't had a chance to Google it." A cool breeze fluttered the curtains at the open bedroom window. The air chilled Gretchen's skin, an early sign of fall. Clouds covered the sun, and a gray shadow swept across the bedroom floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?